Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never frozen meals are dietitian approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50, code LISTEN50.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Time to head out to the Rude Guest Hotline. Rude, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. We say good morning to Tariq El-Bashir, Capitals reporter for Monumental Sports Network. What's up, Tariq? Good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys.
So lots of Commanders schedule talk, but obviously a huge game tonight in Washington, D.C. Caps need to try to stay alive
against
the Canes. And look, if you're looking for a positive, the Caps are 4-1 at Capital One Arena this postseason.
Right.
Now, the problem is most of those wins came against Montreal, not against this Carolina team. Can you describe the team's mindset heading into this do-or-die game tonight at 7 p.m.?
You know, I was in the room yesterday and interviewed a number of players, and, you know, they were saying the right things. They all looked and sounded confident. You know, this is a group that is largely veteran. There are still a number of players that played in that Stanley Cup run in 2018, and so they know what it looks like and what it feels like and what it takes to continue to advance in the postseason. They know what it's like to be down in a series a couple of games and to come back and win a series. So I would say they're in a good headspace. You know, the one thing I would say, just as a person who's covered the league for 20 years now and a lot of playoff runs, is they have to be 100% committed to tonight's game, focused on tonight's game, not thinking ahead to game six or what if we can get it to a game seven. And you have to, you I mean, again, backs against the wall, do or die, you know, pick your cliche. But I've seen teams where they start going, well, you know what, we're at home, we've been good at home, we get this one, we got to focus on Saturday and no, you just got to focus on your first shift tonight and your first period tonight and getting off to another good start and maintaining the momentum that they have generated with two starts in a row where they were really, really good but weren't able to hang on. So, you know, long-winded way of saying, I think they're in a good space, but we will know in a few hours.
So, Tariq, I was reading about some of the line changes that Coach Carberry is planning on doing. Can you fill us in?
Yeah, based on yesterday's practice, it looks like Connor McMichael is going to go from second-line left wing to third-line center. That's going to bump Lars Eller out of the lineup. Taylor Radish will come in on the fourth line. Anthony Beauvillier looks like he's going to bump up to the first line. The big one, the one you should really be focused on, is McMichael going to third-line center. The third line just hasn't been productive enough in this playoff season. It hasn't been very good in this particular series, And I got to imagine that the reason that they're putting McMichael down at third line center is to increase the pace of play on that line. They want to get it going a little faster. You know, he's 24 years old, Lars Eller, 36 years old. You know, the analytics show that McMichael is a faster player, and that shouldn't be a surprise being 12 years younger. He skates with the puck faster. He makes quicker, more agile decisions. I mean, we've seen it in this postseason run. Even just the entire season, McMichael has really come into his own this year and has been one of the Capitals' most dangerous offensive players throughout this postseason run. So putting him down there spreads out the speed and the production a little bit. So I got to imagine that's why they're going with that move. You know, Beauvillier putting him up on the first line gets a little more puck retrieval on that line. But again, the big one is McMichael coming in at third line center. And I'll be honest, given the way Lars had played, and you know, he's meant so much to this franchise. I know he went away for a few years, but I mean, he scored big goals to help them win the Stanley Cup. They don't win the Stanley Cup without Lars Eller, but this postseason, you know, he just wasn't productive enough. I think the number that jumps out to me is just 3 shots on goal, 1 assist. That's just not enough when you're facing a 3.5-4 line team like Carolina. It just isn't enough production.
Well, he hasn't scored since EB's birthday, February 6th.
Is that true?
Scored.
Yep. Is that true?
And he's just got just 1 assist in 9 playoff games. Ryan Leonard will be on that line with Connor McMichael, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, based on yesterday's practice, Coach Carberry doesn't really confirm a whole lot. You have to kind of just watch the rotations. And based on what we observed at practice yesterday was Mangiapane left wing, McMichael center, and Ryan Leonard on the right wing on that third line.
Tarik, you touched on Beauvillier getting elevated to that top line. He's been a really good add by the front office. I mean, yeah. He did cost them some draft capital. They gave up a second-round pick to acquire him. I believe he's a UFA at the end of this season. He's making himself some extra cash by the way he's played, at least in the first round of the playoffs. He's been an impactful guy for this Capitals team since they picked him up.
You know, and he's really fit in with the group too. I you know, I don't know what the plans are for the future, but I'd resign him. he just looks like he fits with this group. You know, he adds a little bit of what they're lacking on the wing. He's in the right age group. You know, he's kind of on the same schedule, shall we say, in terms of where the Capitals are in their trajectory with this revamped group. He doesn't cost a whole lot. He probably has earned a bit of a raise. You know, that said, I just feel like he's a player that, given an entire season, given a training camp to really kind of dig in and you know, find his fit on the line, I think he could be really good for this team. And you're right, there's something about his game that lends itself to the postseason. Not a big guy. I mean, I think they listed him at 5'10 or so. He's probably 5'9. That said, he's a bulldog. I mean, you see him out there retrieving pucks, you know, making hits on defenders on the forecheck. You know, he's the type of player who dives headfirst into the scrum, you know, instead of just kind of, you know, standing back and waving a stick at the puck. You know, he's the type of player that can help you win games in tough situations and in the playoffs. Would he like to have some more production this round? Yes, of course. But I think you could say that just about any player on the Capitals. I mean, the Hurricanes have 10 players who scored a goal. I believe the Caps have 6. I mean, it's just – and no one on the Caps has more than 1 goal in this series. It's just been really a real, real slog, you know, tough sledding for the Capitals just to get out of their own end, get to the neutral zone, then establish anything in the offensive zone. It's been really tough against this Hurricanes team.
And obviously also the power play has struggled. I mean, anybody that watched the last game, that 4-minute power play where they either got 1 shot or no shots on goal,
it was
painful to watch. And it's late in the game to improve your power play, but are there any tweaks that Carberry and his staff can make to the power play to improve going forward in the series? Because I mean, part of the reason why Carberry was hired was he was so proficient with the personnel in Toronto when he was an assistant there. Now, I understand he doesn't have some of the personnel here that he had there to work with, but is there anything he can do to make it look at least aesthetically more pleasing?
Yeah, I think you're going to see some personnel changes, you know, both at the point and perhaps up front. It looked like they were experimenting with some things in practice yesterday. But you're right. I mean, we talk about the parts of a team game that have to translate, that have to produce in the playoffs. And, you know, number one, I would say you go as far as your goaltender goes. Mm-hmm. Number two, special teams. And right now the Caps are losing. They're underwater in the special teams battle against Carolina. And they struggled a bit against Montreal, too. The Caps power play, 16.7%. Penalty kill, 72.7%. Carolina, 27.3% on the power play. That's second best of the teams that are still playing. Their penalty kill, one of the best all year. It's been one of the best in this round, 83.3%. What I would say also, guys, is, you know, sometimes when you are not playing at your best, it's not just you not executing. Sometimes it's just the other team is doing what they do better than you do what you do, if you know what I mean.
Mm-hmm.
And I kind of feel like that's been the story of this series, is the Capitals haven't played poorly. They've just come up against a team that does what it does and doesn't deviate from it and has 100% buy-in and has been is peaking at the right time. You know, whatever cliche you want to use, you know, buzzsaw, juggernaut. I feel like Carolina is just they're at their absolute best right now, and the Capitals are, you know, playing well but aren't matching them in terms of a lot of areas that they need to be at their best to compete with them.
Well, that kind of speaks to what I characterized. I didn't understand why Carolina was favored going into this. You know, it didn't make sense to me. We had a better regular season. You know, we split in the regular season. Then I watched game one, and my conclusion was, oh, wow, this is just a bad matchup for the Caps. Like, they're good at stuff maybe that, you know, taking away our strength. Like, it's just a bad matchup. That's kind of how I feel at this point.
You nailed it.
Yeah.
That really is the long and short of it.
Yeah.
It's a bad matchup. Carolina swarms you. Their MO, their goal is to make you feel like you are drowning. They are going to throw everything and the kitchen sink at your net, and then they are going to retrieve the puck, and then they're going to pin it against the boards, and then they are going to make plays inside the zone, and then you're going to get hemmed in, and then they're going to change two players while you're hemmed in, and now you're out of breath. And they brought two fresh legs on, and then one shift becomes another bad shift, then becomes another bad shift, and before you know it, you crack and you make a mistake, and it's turnover, and it's in the back of your net. That's how they play. That's Rod Brind'Amour's system. Everyone knows what they are going to do. It is up to you to find your way out of your own end. The Caps have done it in spurts. I feel like the first period of last game, they did a really good job of exiting their zone. They tried some different X's and O's to get out. They were flipping the puck. They were going off the wall. They were doing different things. But then Carolina adjusted to what they were doing, and it was, they were underwater all over again, feeling like they're drowning. And once Carolina shifts the momentum in their favor, particularly in their building where they get the matchups that they want, it's just really, really hard to find your way out of that hole. The other thing we were talking about earlier was, you know, I talk about special teams, but then goaltending. And Freddie Anderson has been the best goalie in the tournament. He's a guy who the knock on him is he can't stay healthy. He's injured a lot. He's healthy right now, and he is on top of his game. Logan Thompson's been good. He hasn't been as good as he was in the Montreal series, but he's good enough. He's been playing good enough to win games. The problem is he's getting out-dueled by a guy who is playing at a first-team NHL All-Star level right now. And Freddie Anderson's always had that ability. He misses a lot of time, and he is really playing well. Could the Capitals do more to disrupt him? Could they get to some second opportunities a little bit more often? Could they screen him a little bit more? Yes, they could do all of those things. That said, when I watch Freddie Anderson right now, I'm like, man, I don't see a hole in his game. I don't see anything that they can exploit. He is just dialed and in the zone.
Yeah, Tarek, when I was looking at NHL.com, the goalie stats, as you mentioned, Frederick Anderson's at a 1.41. The next closest goalie is at 2.19. And Thompson's good. He's 2.45. That's respectable. But, I mean, Anderson's just blowing them away. And his save percentage is tops as well at 0.935. Like, he's leading by a lot.
Yeah, and if you look at the analytics, and you know, like every other sport, hockey now has you can learn a lot by looking at the advanced analytics. And, you know, his goal saved above expected, his slot save percentage, his inner slot save percentage, his quality starts, everything Freddie Anderson is doing right now is top three. Most is top two, but it's all top three. Logan Thompson is top four or five in a lot of categories, even second, I believe, in at least one. Again, playing well, but when you're playing against a team that's a bad matchup for you, you can't have that one goal where you're like, ah, maybe I could have played that a little different.
And by the way,
and I feel like it's happened a couple times this series.
Tarek, how much better would this Carolina team be had they not dealt Mikko Rantanen to the Dallas Stars, who's leading the entire NHL in points during the postseason? I mean, it's crazy.
I know. We were talking about that the other day, except for I'm not so sure everyone is a good fit for Rod Brind'Amour's system. And I'm not so sure, again, this is just me speculating, looking from, you know, a couple of time zones away now, wondering if Mikko Rantanen got traded there, saw that system, and was like, yeah, no, I don't really want to do this. And, you know, that's why they weren't able to work out an extension. That's why he got flipped again. Again, don't know if that's the case, but Rod Brind'Amour's system isn't for everybody. It takes 100% buy-in. It takes putting your ego at the door and, you know, sacrificing for the team. It just isn't for everybody. And Rantanen, I think the bigger question is, what was Colorado thinking?
Right.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate, whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family. Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never frozen meals are dietitian approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50, code LISTEN50.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Like, just pay the man. Like, it's just money. I mean, it's just cap space. Like, yep, the guy is a game changer. Like, you don't come across these dudes all the time. They don't grow on trees.
Tarek, thanks for the time, man. Hopefully you're down there watching a Caps win and the series gets extended and we go back to Raleigh for Game 6. Thanks for the time, man.
Thanks, buddy.
Thanks, guys.
Yep. Our Caps Talk brought to you by Ace Computers. Ace Computers proudly recommends Windows 11 Pro for the U.S. military, made in America. Check out acecomputers.com right now. Coming up next, we'll get into EB's entertainment page. And you want to keep listening before the show is done today. We'll give you a chance to win a pair of tickets to go see Metallica at Northwest Stadium on May 28th. We'll be right back.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate, whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family. Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.